In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the 12th century, the world was challenged with a terrible plague, the Black Death, the bubonic plague. Millions of people died. There was one English woman, stricken ill, laid down upon her bed as she prepared for her own death. We don't know much about this woman's life, not even her given name. But we do know that this young woman recovered from her illness. We know this because she shared the vision she had while so seriously sick, writing Revelations of Divine Love. This woman is known to us as Julian of Norwich. Julian recounted what she saw and heard and what she came to know in her darkest moments near her death. Her work delves into the mysteries of creation, from God's all-knowingness to the existence of evil. Her writing is theological, and her writing is a thing of beauty and grace. She writes, "God of your goodness, give me yourself. You are enough for me, and anything less that I could ask for would not do you full honor. And if I ask anything that is less, I shall always lack something. But in you alone I have everything." Julian went on to live a full life as an anchoress. That is, she was a woman who withdrew from the world to live a life of prayer and contemplation in a walled-off cell. It seems severe, and not a little more isolating kind of life than you and I are living now in the plague of our time. Good Friday is the day we find ourselves at the cross with Jesus, with so many emotions. Weeks ago, on Ash Wednesday, we came to church, put ashes on our head, reminded ourselves of our sinfulness, and made promises that we'd be faithful this Lent to contemplate the passion of our Lord. Our plans on that day, as we took rocks embossed with crosses, was to lay those rocks in places where we would see them during these 40 days, to remind ourselves of how imperfect we are, and how we are redeemed by our loving Lord. We were going to bring those rocks back and lay them at the foot of the cross on this day, this Good Friday. But we are unable to be together. This Good Friday, because we are in the midst of another plague, our emotions are closer to the surface than I think I've ever had them before. We are quite plainly sharing in Christ's suffering. One particularly moving part of Julian's vision recounts seeing Jesus' mother at the foot of the cross. Julian saw Mary standing there at the foot of the cross, unable to hold back her tears. Mary, dearly loving her son and having to see him die in such a way, to see the pain that he was enduring. Julian sees Mary watching her firstborn son die, and it is almost more than either of them can bear. Julian expresses the insight she gained from this awful vision. She saw and understood so clearly now, she explains in her writing, that in suffering with others, we share their pain, because our spirits, our lives are woven together. Julian sees the disciples' experience at that same time similar, and ours as well when we sit at the foot of the cross. She writes, "Here I saw a great oneing betwixt Christ and us, for when he was in pain, we were in pain." You see, to Julian, the cross is all about the oneness of all, That's why she calls it a great oneing. God with us and us with God. And not only us humans. Her vision goes on to say, all creatures that suffer pain suffer with him. And the firmament, the earth, failed in sorrow. And the planets, all the elements, and even the stars despaired at Christ dying. Standing at the foot of the cross, we allow Jesus' pain to enter our soul. We are one. Standing at the foot of a bed with the suffering, with someone dying, we allow another's pain to enter our soul. It is a gift we can give them. I hear that now in the stories of doctors, nurses, and all those who are fighting this pandemic on the front lines. They are suffering with those who suffer. They take on this suffering for the sake of others. These workers and those searching for a cure know this oneness of which Julian is speaking better than any of us. Julian also wrote this. Some of us believe that God is almighty and can do everything, and that God is all wise and may do everything, but that God is all love and will do everything. There we draw back. She contemplates. Why we wonder, why we question that God is all love. My friends, let us not draw back. We know of God's love in the everyday walks of our lives. Let us, like Julian, recount for the world God's ultimate redemptive work of love, made plain to us on this day. This day in which we are made one in Christ at the foot of the cross. Thanks be to God. Amen.